This episode is being recorded out of Shop Talk Podcast Studios in Oak Park, Michigan. For more information, visit www.shoptalkpod.com.
Hey, y'all. Hey, it's your girl, Donnie Dawn, and we are back at Click Your Heels Twice, ladies. Fellas, fix your ties. This is episode 17, and we are back again at Heels and Pantyhose. I am so excited. This is going to be a finale episode today. We'll return in 2 weeks, but right now I wanted just to thank you to all my listeners who have chimed in, who's following us on Heels and Pantyhose _ podcast on Instagram, Heels and Pantyhose on Facebook, as well as if you subscribe to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any other major podcasts on there, including Anchor FM. We appreciate you here at Heels and Pantyhose. Today's topic of discussion, I am your host, Donnie Dawn, once again, and we're talking to nothing about more than less than a G code, baby. You feel me? It's all about the goals out here. And when I talk about goals, sometimes I feel as though we stress so much about writing down our dreams and making them goals, but making our goals, but we don't ever take the proper execution, to say the least. And I was reading this book by Michael Todd called Relationship Goals. And in the book, he talks about, intro, of course, is called Relationship Goals, right? And what he discussed in this book is more so in chapter one, because that's what I read through and I want to focus on this one is, chapter one says taking aim. Sometimes we have these goals that are so amazing. However, we don't take the time out to pursue what is the proper direction of aim. And everybody's aim is going to be completely different. And sometimes I feel as though, as well as in this book, it does discuss how, for instance, we have hashtag relationship goals or hashtag business goals. But everybody's road and direction is completely different. Our paths are all different. No one has the same path. Our book was already written when we were inside our mother's womb. And we have free will. But at the same time, once you come to knowledge of all the mistakes that you have made, and after making those mistakes and walking within your purpose, you start to realize God's plan for you, right? And he already knew you was going to take a leap and you was going to go within your free will. And I'm saying that regarding your business. When you write down your business plan and you have this dream and this is what you want to do, and you say, hey, listen, for designers out there, y'all might say I'm the next YSL brand. But however, your path and how you take your aim for that could be completely different than how Yves Saint Laurent did back decades ago. Okay. So back to Michael Todd, Relationship Goals, chapter one, taking aim. God's plan. I can do this on my own, right? Like Drake said, whatever the case may be. But we have this illusion where pop culture has taught us, or our own imagining have dreamed up, that it's going to be instant gratification. And there's nothing that's instant gratification when it comes to something that's fulfilled within your purpose. If you can do it without a pay behind you, are you really fulfilling your purpose? Is it all about the money? Because all money ain't good money. And you have to sit down, and when you're aiming, aim for what is it at the finish line? Like for me, as a business and starting Heels and Pantyhose, this podcast, and bringing in the circle of my friends that I have a net worth of, just to set it up for people who are not going to shell their gifts, who's going to give you some type of knowledge of what they learned. So hopefully you don't make the same hiccup that we've made while you tune in and listen. And the G code, baby, is goals are goals. But however, goals are not properly executed if you don't actually put action behind them. Which brings me to the other book that I have posted on Heels and Pantyhose, ABCs of Success by Bob Proctor. And he talks about dreams. And within it, dreams, he brings up your goals. And he says this, I am forever talking about goals and the role they play in our lives. It is so important to understand the importance of a goal. It's not so much the goal that's important, it's the growth you experience en route to achieving your goal. That's the big deal. He closed out that letter, D for dreams. To accomplish great things, we must not only act, but also dream. Not only plan, but also believe. What we need is more people who specialize in the impossible. And when you specialize in the impossible, you are making yourself known. No matter how cheesy it sounds, I am possible. You are possible to make things happen for you as long as you have proper execution, which is taking the aim. And the aim is, what is your finishing plan? Like, after you execute this, what's the longevity? Always talk about longevity and the effectiveness. You can do so much and you can produce so much, but is it becoming effective? Because some things can be excessive, but you need to be effective in regards to your business. And sometimes we wear so many hats because we're creatives, but put on one hat and make that hat effective before you go to the next tier. And then after you do that tier, check on it on the other tier and make sure it's still effective. Because when you draw a box and you write, you know, CEO, CFO, marketing, HR, and you initial everyone who's over that department, and if you see your initials is in every box, how are you being effective in everything if you're spreading yourself so thin? It's nothing wrong with asking for help as you pursue your goals. And you have to understand, as many of my co-hosts have said previously before, people are going to tell you no. But you shouldn't let that affect you to stop pursuing what was put here for you. Sometimes people will tell you no because they know that you're a threat, because they already see your purpose. They already see that, dang, if I teach them everything that I know, that's going to make me less profitable or less marketing for me, because now they'll take my spot. And that's that crab barrel mentality that we talked about a few episodes ago. Sometimes you might be the crab. And if you understand your purpose, God didn't pitch all of that in you just for you to shell for yourself. You're supposed to pour into another person. And making that your aim too. After I've learned so much, why can't I make it easier for the next person? We all go on social media and we see these people who sometimes say, oh, you know what I did today? I was at Starbucks. The person in front of me paid for me. So then I went ahead and I paid for the person behind me. But the person behind you might not have paid for the other person behind them. But however, you had the good enough heart to do that for somebody else. You're not caring about what happened after you did it. You did it because you was like, dang, that was a great gesture. And then if you was the person who received it and you didn't pay it back, are you thinking about the person who paid it forward to you? You know, like, dang, that was really nice. That was a great gesture. Are you a taker? Because how can you catch blessings if your hands are always closed because you're constantly taking? Just taking. It's easier to catch blessings when you're giving. When you're constantly giving, your hands is open to receive and to give, receive and to give. And making that a goal as well. In regards to just sitting there in knowing that as many times as you take your shots, have you ever realized that your shots are missing the goal because you're chasing after other people's goals? You're trying to be the next somebody instead of being the best of you, the best version of your business. And also, I want to talk about the other part when it comes to business is the finances. Right now, during this economy with the COVID, a lot of businesses have been affected tremendously with grants not being approved or loans not being approved, but you're able to receive some type of unemployment. Invest in your business, even with the stimulus check that came in. That stimulus check that came in, and whatever they're saying, by the grace of God, that we're supposed to receive a second one. Who knows? But whatever funding that you have, I know for me, I work a full-time job, and styling has slowed down a tad bit. Just finished wrapping two movies, Narc, as well as 50 Shades of Grey, which is a birthday film book. Narc is a movie in regards to the narcotics department, right? But that was a blessing to be able to do that. However, right now, I'm not working. Usually I do fashion shows, especially around this time, September, October. Not doing one, right? So my business still has to keep afloat with bills. So I have to take the money that I make from my 9-to-5, which I'm grateful for, and invest that into my business, and then make sure that I'm keeping the insurance up to par with my business, my LLCs. And then here at Heels and Pantyhose, the reason why we're taking a 2-week break is to build up the lineup for season 2 of Heels and Pantyhose, to make sure we get you guys more co-hosts who can definitely help out anybody with different ventures for the business fields that you guys are in, and as well as marketing for the podcast too. As a business person, you have to know at some point you do have to take time to recharge. Although COVID allowed us to take a long break for Dusk Till Dawn, it allowed me to tap into other parts of my creativity, which was like, yo, I know so many great people. Heels and Pantyhose, right? Goals, aim. What is your aim, Dawn, with Heels and Pantyhose podcast? Well, the aim for me is to, what I said, impact those who are listening and let them know, like, yo, don't make excuses out of something that is so temporary. Make it a reason to make your business permanent. Make it a reason to make your business worth existing, right? And then you also want to make sure that people understand that you're not just a temporary business. This is something that's longevity, and you went through it no different than 9/11, right? A great question to ask businesses when, if you're out going out for job interviews, this is all goals, I'm telling y'all. Ask that business, how did they thrive during the economy crash after 9/11? Now you got to ask these businesses now when you go to a job interview, how did you survive during the pandemic? Was it a lot of job losses? That's showing that business that your goal is to stay here, longevity. You're not here to just, hey, I'm just here to get the benefits, get the money, and get on. No, you're longevity. You want to grow in this business. You want to learn everything from this business so that it could make you a better, as I said before, entrepreneur. Because why not? You have all the tools right there in front of you. Use those tools to implement into your business, because these businesses have been thriving through it all. And if they made it through the pandemic and they made it through 9/11, why wouldn't you want to understand their structure so then you can make sure that you have that within your company as well? You have to understand to be a good employer, you also have to be a good employee. And you work with the company. You work with your coworkers. I always tell people, like, my boss is Jesus Christ. That's who I work for. And within my purpose, he put my name in this room before I even knew about these people in these rooms. And it's a blessing to have the tools and the fundamentals to thrive because of him. But I work for God. And as long as I continue to keep him at the head of my life, I will always give him the most praise, and I will always acknowledge him on every platform that I reach, because it was because of him that I'm here. That's my goal, to always make sure, keep Jesus Christ first. That's my aim, to always make sure that whomever is listening to me when I speak, that y'all understand that it was God. Most definitely our Heavenly Father. And when you also find out when that business answers that question and lets you know, hey, this is how we made it happen. This is how we were able to achieve this longevity within our business. You'll be like, okay, all right, cool. They might have told you, like, well, we cut hours. So then I might tell you within your business, like, okay, so you're a baker. Maybe I might cut the time I produce these cakes and the orders that I take in. So then I won't be overstocked with flour, sugar, you know, milk. Instead of taking orders as they come in, you might want to start stocking up just a little bit, because you never know. One thing, people are last minute, and I am a last minute buyer. Maybe because of what I do as a stylist, people book me last minute. I know I said it's been slow for me, but somebody could call me right now and say, hey, Dawn, what's going on, girl? I'm actually going out to dinner tonight, and I wanted to know, would you be able to style me? It's like, okay, I have hairstylists, I have makeup artists, God, thank you, Jesus, and different boutiques on my resume that I can call. And I'm so grateful, because some people, those business relationships are relationship goals that I had in regards to Mila's watching June Ambrose, who's one of my favorite stylists, and her saying that's a good thing to have, where people will open up their stores for you, where a makeup artist will be like, well, you know what? I was working on my last client, but go ahead, you know, tell them to come up here, and I'll do their face. I'll beat their face to the gods, honey. You know, hairstylist be like, yeah, sure. Right after I get done whooping up dinner, I tell them to come up to the shop. That is a great thing. And that's because based upon your word, that's a goal as well. If your word ain't shit, you ain't shit. And if you don't have a dollar to your name, but you got a word, and everybody know your word is gold, that is priceless. And people will always want to work with you because they know your word is worth a million things. Way value, way more value than a dollar. I don't care what nobody say. If you know that people be like, yo, I rock with you, it's not about who you know, it's about who knows you. That's your word. Word is bond. G code for life. You feel me? All right. So back to my favorite book again. All right. The ABCs of Success. I'm telling y'all got to get this book, because it's really, really, really great. Entrepreneurialism to start your own business. The other day I was talking with a young man who will graduate from university next month. He was having a difficult time making a decision with respect to his future employment. What would he do? Where would he go? On and on the questions flow. However, the answers were escaping him. You got experience, you'll get it money. You will attract it. Make a decision. Find a need and fill it. Your age should not be a consideration. You're never too old to be an entrepreneur. If you know that you are good with money, great. You know that you have a plan. Awesome. You know that what you want to do or is something out of the box, do it. The worst thing is to always live in a shoulda, woulda, coulda world. Do it. I don't care if you're 60. I don't care if you're 8. Go and pursue your goal. And also make it where it's tangible. And nothing is too hard. The only thing that's hard is the fact that you didn't take a leap of faith on yourself. You didn't risk it all. You didn't take a chance on yourself. That's the hardest thing that you could do, is actually doubting yourself. So don't doubt yourself. Respect yourself. And then also, the other thing I want to talk about with you guys is experience. I know lesson learned. I told you all the things that I've learned as a businesswoman, but experience does help. And when you're looking for a mentor, sometimes people do charge to be a mentor for you. And I think the reason why people charge regarding being a mentor is because sometimes people just want the information, but they don't, to obtain it, but they don't do anything with it. So when you pay for something, you're more acceptable of following through and then having that accountability partner, which a mentor is. I know I have several mentees myself, but the worst thing is where the student doesn't become better than the teacher. That's an insult to me. I think the best thing for me is where I see that the students are better than me. It makes me feel exceptional to know that they took something so small that I poured into them, where I feel like it was a seed, and then I planted it in them because it's a small seed, planted it in them. And then I watered it a little bit, but then they started watering that seed more and more, and then they began to grow. That's another goal. You want to grow. Grow within your field, and you want to expand, and you want to have experiences to spread on to others what you've learned. Goals. Do not allow social media or any illusion of making it seem like it's easy. People only post what they want you to post. So overall, when it comes down to it, everything that I talked about from Michael Todd and Bob Proctor book on the G-Code baby goals is, do not allow an illusion to make you feel as though it's easy. Don't perceive it as anybody else's goals as your goals. No one else's business goals should be your goals. Wipe that out your mind. Your goals, your business goals is your goals, and take aim at that. That's what the aim is, for your business goals to be yours. I mean, you can look at it and you can say, you know, within your county, within your country, within your state, that you are on a luxury level with your brand. So you're saying this is who you're competing with. But in all actuality, my baby, you're competing with who you were yesterday. You're competing with your brand and how it was last year, last month. And to say the least, you want to make sure that that illusion of somebody else's reality is not yours. You want to wipe that away, because you're making a generational curse for yourself. Breakthrough. You're breaking generational curses for yourself. You're breaking through. You got to say that with me. You're breaking through generational curses for yourself. So nobody else's goals are yours. Your goals are your own. Because you're dynamic. You're like the bomb diggity. So why would you want to be anybody else but yourself, right? And I want to talk about New York Fashion Week too. Jumping into fashion. Everything was virtual this year, and I did not attend. I mean, they had like about 5 days, 4 nights of fashion shows, sidewalk fashion shows, virtual fashion shows that you could have streamed off of Instagram, Facebook, even in the designers who you follow, like Marc Jacobs and Tom Ford. Shout out to my stylist friends who did attend, my fashion stylists, my designer friends that did go, and they found inspiration while being there. But I just, you know, nope. I did not feel the same this year. It wasn't the same. It's something about spring and the fall, you know, seeing those lineups and seeing everything. But I did catch some highlights in Burberry spring collection. Loved it. And I also seen, who else did I see that I really did like? Burberry really stuck out to me. So hold on, give me a second, y'all. Burberry. I also saw who else was it? I saw Tom Ford. Yep, like that. Nice lineup. And let's see, what else did I have? Let's see. That's pretty much it. So, also with fashion goals. Sometimes we have a goal like, okay, when you're getting dressed, you know you want to wear these things or whatever the case may be. And it just don't go right, you know, like something in your mind, the goal is that it looks like this. And then when you put it on, it just doesn't mesh well. Everything doesn't flow. It's just not a look. Take off the first thing you put on. Sometimes the first thing I put on is like the shirt, right? So I take that off and I put on a different shirt because maybe my jeans and my boots and everything down look great, but everything above looks kind of crazy. Or sometimes I take the last thing I put on, and sometimes it might be the boots. Whatever the case may be, the goal with fashion is you want to look fly, but you want to look your own fly, right? So it just don't be hitting. So also, you have a goal you want to set up and do a photo shoot. And Murphy's Law, you know, something might happen. The model might not be able to make it. So I always tell people, if you're doing a photo shoot and it's your first time doing a photo shoot, pick 2 to 3 models with the same height, body size. Sometimes pick people who match your height and body size just in case you got to be the model that day. And if all 3 models show up, then at that time, make sure you have all 3 different looks. So right there, you have a different catalog. You can style somebody for spring, summer, and fall, right? Boom. You can style somebody for editorial. You can style somebody for beauty. You can style somebody for a lifestyle shoot. You have all of them right there, but you have to be ready. So in order to be ready, you got to stay ready, right? So, and then what if the photographer don't make it, right? Oh my gosh, what if the photographer doesn't come? Like, he's like the most essential person, he or she, right? You need the pictures. Boom. Make sure you book 2 photographers and have 1 on standby just in case. And I only say that because what if it's an outside shoot? A lot of shoots look really, really nice outside. You might not want to do the studio. You might want to have the outdoor look. And then what happens if the makeup artist can't make it? Ask your makeup artist if they have a backup person that assists them. And as well as you should have a makeup artist or 2 that you like working with, and check out the availability just in case. And then what happens about the hairstylist? Oh my gosh. Same thing. Make sure you got 2 or 3 hairstylists on standby. And then most importantly, you start learning the techniques yourself just in case things happen. I know I plan on starting to go into Ashley's makeup classes, so I'll learn how to do makeup myself on models, so that it can be useful just in case, right? Photographers have taught me different angles with the cameras as well as lighting. I have learned that as well with taking pictures. Hair, I can do a mean press out, you know, a mean flat iron look, and I can bobby pin you down, honey, trust me, and spritz you up and hairspray you down. That style won't go nowhere. And I used to model, so if I do have to get in front of the camera, it's not a problem. But to fully execute everything, do not cancel it. Do not, okay? You have to pursue everything with the action of what if. And I don't believe in plan B or plan C, plan D. It's plan A, plan A1, plan A2, plan A3, because everything is still under plan A. It's just these different options. As soon as you get to plan B, you already just basically canceled yourself out. It ain't no plan B. Everything is excellent. Nothing is above average. Everything is excellent. For sure. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a what? G code. The goal is to what? Finish exceptionally well. All right. So, because it's just myself, you guys, and I know y'all enjoy heels and pantyhose, we are going to tap into what? The things I ain't got time for. Things I ain't got time for is, first and foremost, let's just talk about this weather here in Michigan. Like, sis, I wasn't even ready. I mean, I love. Y'all might think I'm crazy, but I love winter. But I don't care for fall. Reasons I don't care for fall, because literally you can walk outside and it feels like winter. 30 degrees below, 9 a.m. Then when you go outside for lunch, oh, guess what, y'all? Guess what? Oh, I feel like it's summertime. See, I don't have time for her. The weather here in Michigan. Let's get it together. Let's make one thing for certain, two things for sure. This girl right here, Donnie Dawn, does not like what? The fall. So I ain't got the time for the fall. I don't know what the heck to wear because the weather is all over the place. At least I'm honest about it. The other thing I don't have time for is I don't know how the voter volunteer people got my number. I guess it was some type of position I signed. So they just been texting me, Lizzie, Libby, whomever. Hey, girl, what up? But can you not? Can you not text me at 6 a.m.? That's weird. That's really weird. Don't have time for you. Also, I don't have time for y'all. Y'all remember the show Alf? Like, randomly, I just thought about that. Like, yo, what happened to Alf? Like, once he was, one minute he was there, the next minute he wasn't. And was he an anteater? Like, what was up with that? And then Fran changed so many looks. And one day, she wasn't playing. Like, I loved the nanny for sure. Did not play. And then you know who else didn't play about changing their looks? Regina. She played, she didn't play no games. She changed those wigs so many times on A Living Single. And I'm waiting for Netflix to pick up Living Single. Like, come on, let's be honest. Living Single, 10 times better than Friends. Just want to state that for the record. Girlfriends, that's on Netflix. I got time for all of that. I was actually watching Girlfriends on CW Seed before Netflix decided to pick it up. But it's cool. It's all fair and good time shows, even though I do not like good times whatsoever. Things I don't have time for is me and my random questions, because I'm like, I got a question. And I have really just be having random questions on the spare. So shout out to my friends who be having time for me. And I don't have time for skydiving. I've seen so many people skydiving. It's like, shout out to y'all for y'all bravery, but do not ask me, hey girl, what's up? You want to go skydiving today? The answer is no, not at all. However, I don't have the time for the fact that I am terrified of reptiles, but I low-key, well, it's not low-key no more after I tell y'all this. I want to go on a gator tour. Like, I want to go on a whole little swamp tour. I think that would be so fun. Things I don't have time for is people trying to force their views on you because you dare not to agree with them. You know what? There goes the stadium right over there. Hey, sit down and sit all the way over there, because guess what? I ain't got to agree with you today. I don't want to. Not today. Mm-mm. Hey there, Waddy. How you doing, best friend? Because I'm on Facebook Live, y'all. Also, the other thing I don't have time for, I was sitting here and I was thinking about it. People who say they forgive you, but then they want to remind you of what they forgave you for. I ain't got time for y'all people. The other thing I don't have time for is people who don't know how to let go. Just let go. You know, just let it go. You got to learn how to let things go. Random, but I don't care because I ain't got that. I ain't got time for that at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to understand that because I ain't got time for when I say I don't understand and then Jesus be like, oh, well, I'm going to show you to understand how people do these things. I don't have time for that. I don't want to understand anything like that at all. So other thing I don't have time for, although Girlfriends is back on Netflix, you know, once it ends, once the seasons are over, we still ain't going to know what happened to Joan after she got proposed to. And did Tony Charles ever get the divorce finalized? Like, these are the things that we still will not understand. We will not know. I would respect it more if the Girlfriends do what Sex and the City did and come out with a movie. That'd be kind of cool. That'd be great. Because I got all the time. So I sit there for 2 hours and watch that, honey child, for sure. Because Tony Charles, I don't care. Even though she was something else, okay? More on down the season, sis got her act together. And I am just so silly, you know. I ain't got time for my silly self because sometimes I be laughing like, girl, you is just a goofball. But most importantly, y'all, the things I don't have time for is that people have goals and they don't take aim of them. They don't execute them properly. And the reason they don't execute it properly is because they don't take the proper action behind them. And before I forget, the things I ain't got time for is being 33 and drinking like I'm 23 and waking up with a hangover. So I got this handy dandy burners right here that I need to take a sip for. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Just 1 sip. I was thirsty, excuse me. And it's settling. Isn't it something? Burns is medicine. I don't care what nobody say. But back to this. So make sure you guys, y'all stick with the G code. I don't have time for people who do not stick with the G code whatsoever. You have to stick with the goals code and you need to put action behind your goals. If you don't put action behind your goals, then I feel like the man from the Lawrence Tech commercial, like, what you doing? You sitting on the couch, watching TV, looking at me and I'm looking at you. Get up and go and do something. Be about something, you know, wake up and pay attention. Sister act. But anyway, neither here or there. You guys, please. While I'm away and I'm working up the game plan for season 2 for Heels and Pantyhose podcast, do one favor for yourself, which will make me smile so big. Proceed with proper preparation of your purpose and pursue your goals. That's all. It's your girl Donnie Dawn. This is episode 17 of season 1 of Heels and Pantyhose. Thank you again for subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts and all the major podcast networks out there, as well as following us on Heels and Pantyhose_podcast on Instagram. I appreciate you guys. Once again, click your heels twice, ladies. Fellas, fix your ties. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.